Parshas Yisrei, the Torah tells over how Yisrei, when he came to the Bnei Yisrael, he said, Vayemer Yisrei Baruch Hashem. Yisrei said, Bless Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem, who saved the Yidden. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rav Tzadik Dal Rama Aleph, says, Gnai Hu LeMeisha, it's a disgrace for Meisha, V'shishim Riboy, and for the 600,000 Yidden, Shlei Amru Baruch, who they did not say the words, Baruch, it's a disgrace for Moshe and the Yidden, the 600,000 Yidden, who did not bench the Eberster, didn't bless Hashem, until Yisrei came and benched Hashem. And the question is obvious. Even though the Yidden didn't say their actual words, Baruch, but they blessed Hashem in other ways, they sang to Hashem after the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, and you find in the history they thanked Hashem numerous times for all the Nisim that Hashem did. So the question is, what does the Gemara mean by saying "Gnai Hu LeMoshe"? It's a disgrace for Moshe and the 600,000 Yidden who didn't bless Hashem. Well, understand this by first prefacing what the Zayar says, that before Yisrei came and gave thanks to Hashem, the Torah was not able to be given. Once Yisrei said, "Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem," Ati Adaiti. Now I know Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Aleikim. Through Yisrei saying, now Hashem, I know that Hashem is the ultimate. The Zayar says, through that, Hashem was able to be revealed in this world, and only through that was the Torah able to be given. And the question is obvious as well. What was wrong with Moshe and Aaron and all the 600,000 Yidden that they couldn't bring the Torah? Why did it Dafka have to come Dafka through Yisrei? And we'll understand this by first prefacing what it says in the beginning of the parasha, by Yishma Yisrei Koyin Midian, that Yisrei heard everything that happened to the Yidden. And the question is, why does the Torah have to, when describing Yisrei, why does it have to say Koyin Midian? Why is that negate pshat? Just say Yishma Yisrei Koyin Midian. Now, Koyin could mean two things. Koyin can mean asar, somebody who's an officer, somebody who is of great importance. And another explanation of Kohen can mean Kumar Lava de Zara. Now, if the Torah wants to bring the greatness of Yisrei, why would the Torah describe him as Kohen Midian, which brings out not only something nice about Yisrei, but brings a derogatory name about Yisrei? You're saying that Yisrei basically was a Kumar Lava de Zara. He served all the Avodah Zaras. And in truth, when the Torah describes Yisrei as a Kohen Midian, especially according to the second pshat, that it's a Kumar Lava Avodah Zarah, what the Torah really wants to bring out is saying that Yisrei really knew all the Avodah Zarahs in the world. Yisrei was an intellect, he was a very, very smart individual, and he really studied all religions before he came to Klal Yisrael. So what the Torah is saying is, Yishma Yisrei, Yisrei heard Kohen Midian, you should know. He was a priest. He was a Kumar Lava de Zara, and he heard and he knew all the philosophies and all the Chochmas Umas Ha'elam. He knew. And nonetheless, he came to Klal Yisrael because he knew the Torah and the Yidden are the Emes. And based on this, we'll understand why Dafke through Yisrei, saying, Haydah, Nitna Hater, the Torah is able to be given. The Zayar says as well, from the Pasuk, Shlaim HaMelech says, and I see, sheish Yisrei lechochmah nasichlus. I see that there's an advantage of wisdom over foolishness. The obvious question is, obviously, everybody knows that chochmah has an advantage over foolishness. So this explains that when Shlaim HaMelech means by saying, v'ra'isi ani sheish Yisrei lechochmah nasichlus, means that when the sichlus, when the foolishness is transformed to the chochmah of kedusha, then you see an advantage of Chochmah of Kedusha. By Yisrei, learning all the religions of the world, and nevertheless coming and saying that Klal Yisrael, the Torah, the Eberster, is the ultimate Emes, is the Emes, and everything else is Sheker. Through that, he was able to transform the Sichlis, the Chochmah of L'umazet, to the Chochmah of Kedusha. And that is the ultimate Aliyah. Now, in order for Matan Torah to occur, for Matan Torah to have to happen, they had to have the episode of Yisrei, or Yisrei coming and saying Baruch Hashem in order for the Torah to be given. You needed to have this beer of Chachma de l'Umazeh being transformed to Chachma de Kedusha. And the question is, what's the connection? Why do you have to have the Chachma of l'Umazeh being transformed to the Chachma of Kedusha in order for Matan Torah to happen? Let's explain and let's delve into what happened by the giving of the Torah. The Mishnah says that the Avos learned Torah as well before the Torah was given. As the Mishnah says in Kedushin, Kimu kol ha-Torah actually nitna, that the Avos learned the entire Torah before it was given. So what exactly did transpire by Matan Torah? And the Medrash says this can be comparable to a king making a decree that the Elyonim won't go to the Tachtonim, and the Tachtonim won't go to the Elyonim. In other words, what happened by Matan Torah? Gashmis and Ruchnis now had a connection one to another. Before Matan Torah, the physical realm and the spiritual realm could not have a connection and could not be intertwined. Came Matan Torah and says that through working with the Gashmis, one has the ability to elevate this to Kedusha. Now, every single episode that occurs in Torah, ha'achana has to be, the preparation has to be like the story that's about to occur. So what's happening by Matan Torah? There's a chibur, there's a connection between Gashmis and Ruchnis. The only time you really find, before the story of Matan Torah, you find that there was a real connection between Chachma of Kedusha and Chachma of Klippa, you only find this really by Yisri. By Kriyas Yamsa, for example, it's brought down a chassidus that in addition for the actual physical Yamsuf to be split, there was also a connection between Alma Diskasi and Alma Disgalia. The two worlds also had a refinement. But that refinement was only in Kedusha. You don't find that through Kriyas Yamsuf, the realms of Klippa were refined. Only the lower levels of Kedusha were brought to a higher level. But still, that's all in Kedusha. And because of that, that's why Amalek was able to attack the Yidden. Because if you ask a question, the Chayra, all the Yidden just had the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, and all the Goyim and all the non-Jews were afraid to touch the Yidden, to start up with the Yidden. So how is it possible for Amalek to start up? What gave them the audacity, the chutzpah, to start up with them? And the answer is because since by Kriyas Yamsuf, you didn't have the ultimate Hischabrus of Kedusha and Klippa, so that gave room for Amalek to start up with the Yidden. And that's the deeper meaning when we say that Vayishma Yisrael, Rashi says, Mashmu Shamu Uba. What did he hear that caused him to come to the Yidden? So Rashi says, it was Kriyas Yamsuf and a Melchamas Amalek. And the obvious question is, there was many Nissim that transpired to the Yidden. So only those two Nissim, those two miracles caused Yisrael to come to Klal Yisrael, and the deeper explanation is that Mashmu Shamu Uba, he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. He heard that the Yidden were trying to make this Yischabrus of Kedusha and Klippa together, but they were not successful. And because of that, they were trying to make the Yischabrus, and B'derech HaMela, what happened? Mechamas Amalek. Amalek started up with them. And because Amalek started up with them, Yisrael realized that they can't have the ultimate Hischabras. So therefore Yisrael said, I am the only one through my abilities and through my Nisyanis, I'm able to make a true Hischabras, a true connection between Klippa and Kedusha. And that's why it's a Gnai. The Gemara says it's a Gnai from Maishan Shishiribai Shle Amru Baruch. Baruch is Meloshin Hamshacha, drawing down. Which means is that Shalei Amru Baruch, that only Yisrael is able to bring the Hamshacha of Klippa into Kedusha in a real way. And that's the lesson to our day-to-day life. We say every day in davening by the brachas, Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisin HaTerah, who's giving us the Terah. Why don't we say Nosin HaTerah, that Hashem gave us the Terah? And the explanation is because Noisin HaTerah, Hashem is constantly giving us the Torah. And just like when the Yidden, before coming to Matan Torah, they had to have the levels of Kriyas Yamsuf, Mechamas Amalek, and then Yisrael, and then they can have the ultimate level of Matan Torah. So too, in our day-to-day life, starting with Maida Ani, we first start with Kriyas Yamsuf, which that's the idea of davening and learning. And then we go into, we have Machamas HaMalik, we have our struggles. And then we have to go into the business world, which that's the idea of Yisrael, connecting two worlds. And Dafka through then, through these three levels, you can come to the ultimate level of Matan Torah.